Good morning. It's 8:32. It's 50 degrees in northern New England at News Talk 1020 WNTK. I'm Doug Carrick, and here's what's happening this morning. A Massachusetts man wanted in the Bay State on kidnapping charges is being held this morning without bail in New Hampshire after a two-state police chase during the weekend.
I'm Dan Miller, Mutual Sports.
8:40 at News Talk 1020 WNTK. This is the Dorian Jay AM Magazine. Glad to have you along today. It's Monday, the last Monday in November, so look at it that way. We are going to find out where Adventure Vacation Land could possibly be. Well, we'll tell you how to contact Holiday for Maniacs. But we're also talking about airlines, crashes, what to do, the do's and don'ts. Cheer up today. The nation's airports faced their greatest passenger challenge over the holiday weekend, handled it with few problems. On the line with us as we continue our conversation with aviation psychologist Dr. Chater Mason, who says there are certain things a savvy traveler can do to increase the chances of surviving a plane crash.
My number here is code 714-889-0015. That's Norton Air Force Base, and I'm there most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be glad to answer questions or refer them on to anybody that does know if I don't have the answer myself.
Well, Professor, thank you very much for the education you've given us in the last just 10, 15 minutes. We appreciate it very much.
That's perfectly all right. I'm afraid I've talked myself out of that back seat.
Right. I know where I'll be going from now on.
Oh, boy, that's the only place now.
Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
8:48 at News Talk 1020, WNTK. The number one issue for older Americans is, what do you think?
Social Security.
No. Long-term nursing care.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Senators Ted Kennedy, Alan Simpson will face off next. 8:59, and of course, that cloth that was found in the Columbia River near Vancouver, Washington. Remember, they thought it was part of the parachute used by legendary skyjacker D.B. Cooper? Disappointed. It's not. I think it was just a hoax. Somebody did it because it was his anniversary and said, oh, well, let's really get things stirred up again. Huh? Not so. Listen, tomorrow's show, boy, we got another barn burner for you. We're, I don't know why, it's international here in New England, International Plane with Snow Day. Actually, the entire northern hemisphere. We'll, I don't know how we can do that. We don't have snow except up north. But we'll have to go through it for the next 4 months, so we'll kick it off tomorrow somehow. We'll enjoy that. We'll flake out with a trivia quiz, consumer tips, stories on aircraft, again, a strict diet. Watch them squirm, and it won't beat radio. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Mutual News on News Talk 1020 WNTK. Newport, New London, I'm Dorian Jay. Make it the best you can today, all right? Bye-bye.
Fatal tornadoes in North Carolina and higher gas prices in your future. With Mutual News, I'm Jim Bohannon in Washington.
Good morning. It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Doug Carrick. You're listening to News Talk 1020 WNTK. It is the Tuesday edition of Two-Way Telephone Talk, and we have guests galore this morning. We have three that are going to be in our studio. Two of them right now, Donald Cox and Karen Koski, are with us. We're going to be talking about the area choir. Stay with us this morning. We have another hour of Joy Brown. Then it's Rush Limbaugh to entertain you from noon until 2. Don't forget our Wall Street at Noon report coming up at 12:05. We'll find out what's happening on Wall Street. Then, of course, it's the Michael Jackson two-way telephone talk show, Bob Brinker. That's all ahead. Stay with us right here on News Talk 1020 WNTK. Have a great morning.
Are you in a tough spot thinking that the situation is out of your control, that you're powerless to change it? This is Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to help you recognize that there's always something you can do toward making your life the best it can be. And I'm here every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon to help you do just that. Join me where the switch is on at News Talk 1020 WNTK.
Somebody says that they have recorded this program, played it backwards, and have found some suspicious-sounding things.
When you want news and information, listen to News Talk 1020 WNTK. When you want to express an opinion, call me, Rush Limbaugh. I hold forth with excellence in broadcasting afternoons at noon. I am truly a radio god. Whoa. Coming up on 22 past the hour, here is the phone number, 1-800-282-2882 for the Rush Limbaugh program. We'll take a brief break and be right back.
This is News Talk 1020, WNTK, Newport, Lebanon.
Far away and close to home, around the corner and around the globe, we'll put you where there's news. Hello there, this is Michael Jackson. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., come along with us as we search out the facts and go behind the headlines. coming out of it, I hope, better informed. It's live, unrehearsed, and it craves your involvement. So join us on News Talk 1020 WNTK, where the switch is on.
Hi, John.
Yes, I had a very interesting conversation, just as one line of background, with my well-educated, very liberal daughter, who feels that you and others of your political bent can walk on water. I insist only when the surface is frozen.
And only very carefully.
Yes, I understand.
Because you can slide on your... Yes. But, as you understand, that can happen to conservatives, too.
Yes, I understand that.
Ron, welcome to Money Talk. Hi.
Hi, Bob. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'd like to get your opinion. I'm in a 401k type plan at work, and it's currently paying about 10%. It's a GIC.
A guaranteed investment contract. That's a guaranteed rate of return. Well, Ron, I just wanted to tell you, 10%, that's outstanding. You're very, very fortunate. 1-800-423-8255 is our contact number here at Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. Margie, what's happening?
I'm saving the Treasury bills because I don't want to tie it up more than 6 months. And
what are you afraid of, Margie?
Well, because I want to buy a mobile home where I own the land.
That's a good answer.
Learning about others, learning about yourself. That's what this program is all about right here on Talk Radio. You're invited to express your thoughts and ideas, open up with your feelings and concerns. Now, Talk Radio presents nationally known psychiatrist and author,
Dr. David Viscott.
David Viscott here. I'm talking to Douglas.
Hi.
Hi, Douglas. How old are you?
24.
You sound as if you're having a lot of pain, Douglas. What's wrong?
See, I've been ignored for so long, and I've been lonely for so long, and I just feel... Dr. Viscott, I feel like I'm losing my mind. All I do all day is watch TV, and I look.
You don't work?
No.
Why not?
I watch TV all day.
Well, but why don't you work?
Because my mom says I'm too emotional right now.
Do you ever read the want ads?
No.
Do you ever read the jobs offered?
No.
Do you ever try?
Yes.
What do you mean you try? Tell me how you try.
Well, I have faith in God, and...
God helps those who help himself. Ever read that?
Yeah.
Hey, Douglas, you know how your life is?
I know how my life is.
Do you know why it's that way?
I feel I'm on the outside looking in.
Wait a second. Do you know why it's like that?
Because I'm oblivious?
No, because you made it that way. This is exactly the way your life is supposed to be. You're supposed to sit in front of a television set and stare at it and feel sorry for yourself all day long, because that's how you set it up. And that's how it's going to be. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And you're going to get more and more depressed. You're going to fight with your brother. You're going to make your mother into the final answer of every problem. And you're going to sit there 24 years old and vegetate. You'll be 30 years old before you know it. And you know what'll happen?
What?
Your parents will be older. And they're not going to be able to put up with it much longer. It's the way you've made it.
You know, everyone thinks I'm... I feel like the whole neighborhood thinks I'm crazy. I sit out in the...
Well, you make yourself crazy. You act crazy. You act crazy.
I cry every day.
Yeah.
I break glasses.
But you're aware of it, aren't you?
Yes.
You do it on purpose.
For attention.
Yeah. You're a spiteful, spoiled brat. That's all this is, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so stop it.
I just want to be...
No, don't cry on me. Don't cry on me. I'm not interested in hearing you cry, Douglas. You're getting all the attention in the world. You got 3 million people listening to you, and you know what they think?
What?
What do you think they think listening to you?
That I'm immature.
No, they're saying, what a jerk, David. Get him off the ear and talk to someone who wants to get better.
Okay. Well,
are you listening to me?
I've been having...
Douglas!
Yes?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
I want you... to get off your duff and go out and get a job. I don't care if you're working as a backpacker in a supermarket. I don't care if you're sweeping floors. I don't care what you're doing, but you have to earn some money.
Okay.
You have to stop acting like a selfish, spoiled, immature brat. The world doesn't owe you a thing. Douglas, do you know why I'm talking to you like this?
Why?
Because I'm the first person in the last year who's talked to you with any sense of love. I think the way you are stinks.
I know it.
So stop. Don't cry at me. You haven't earned the right to cry at me.
No.
Stop it, and you can shut it off just like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, and I'm not going to put up with this acting, buddy.
Okay.
And I'm not going to treat you like a 13-year-old kid, because all the 13-year...
I feel like I am that old.
Then stop it. I don't care how you feel. You're going to go against those feelings, because those feelings are wrong. You're 24 years old. You go out and you get a job. I'm Dr. David Viscott. This is News Talk 1020 WNTK, Newport, Springfield.